Hey guys, this is Eric Peterson, and I'm a men's dating and relationship coach for skillofattraction.com. And today's episode is called How to Plan an Awesome Date. Now, this is really aimed mainly towards someone planning a first date, but all of these tips will help you for any date. And I want to make sure that you understand that while most guys use the default dinner and a movie as a first date, or for many dates, I want to show you how to make it very memorable and fun for both of you. And it's really more about your vibe and not necessarily the activity. So many men put so much pressure on themselves for planning the perfect date. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's really just about having fun. The overall goal for any date is for both of you to have fun. If it's a first date, you want to get to know each other and see if there's good chemistry and an opportunity for a second date. Just keep in mind, though, that it's not all about her and showing her a good time. You want to have a good time, too. And like I said, if it's a first date, you want to see if she's a good fit for you. And you do this by having fun, talking, touching, flirting, and things of that nature. It's your job to take the lead. Now, as a man, it's really your job to plan the date, and this includes the time, the location, activities, etc. And you don't really need to put a lot of pressure on yourself because she really just wants to spend time with you and have some fun. Or if it's a first date, additionally, she wants to get to know you and see if things might go somewhere. So if you're going to be the one taking the lead, you do not ask her what she would like to do. In fact, that's pretty weak. It's approval-seeking behavior, and it will turn her off. She really doesn't want to make that decision. She just wants to show up looking hot and have some fun with you. And she does not want to be calling the shots. I remember in the beginning stages of dating my girlfriend, and we were discussing some upcoming date plans over text, and I asked her what she thought of the plans I came up with for our upcoming date, and she really, her only real response was she sent me the Prince and Apollonia duet, Take Me With You, and I can't say for sure that she meant it this way, but the chorus goes, I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Just take me with you. And that's really something to keep in mind because something like this, like I just said, she really just wants to have some fun and spend some time with you. And it's really not that important to her where you take her. It's the activity. It's your vibe. It's not the location that you take her to. Planning the date. Now, the idea is to do something fun that's different from what she's used to. While the occasional dinner date or movies is nice when you're already a couple, you want to do something memorable and out of the ordinary. This keeps things exciting and interesting, and women love exciting and interesting guys. And it's a great way to stay on a radar, so just be creative. And you want to choose something where you could talk and touch and flirt. Obviously, you can't do that if you're taking her to the movies. Now, you do not have to spend a lot of money or plan something super elaborate. It doesn't even have to be the perfect date. You just want to focus on having fun and being interesting and add a little romance into the mix. Now, some ideas to get your creative juices flowing. Bowling is a great no-pressure date that is fun. It's also a great date where you could talk, touch, and flirt, like what I've been talking about. Now, perhaps a local carnival would be a good option. It's the summertime, at least it's the summer as I'm recording this, and at least in my city, there are tons of carnivals all summer. Again, this is a fun activity where there is lots of talking and touching and flirting could be involved. Arcades are starting to make a popular comeback again, and they too can be a lot of fun with touching and flirting and talking with the right person. Perhaps even an evening picnic on the beach or in a forest preserve if you want to throw a little romance into the mix. Now, I remember one time I planned a picnic at the beach, but it turned out it was pouring down rain that night. And I also had roommates at the time, so obviously I couldn't have the picnic at home, and I really wasn't sure what to do since it was raining. And then it dawned on me, the office where I worked was in a high-rise in downtown Chicago. So I grabbed my picnic blanket, I bought a picnic basket for this particular date, and I already had some wine and some fruit and cheese and crackers. And since we were going to be indoors now, I brought some candles along, and it turned out to be a really good time. It may sound kind of cheesy, you just listening in on this, but my girlfriend at the time, she ended up having an amazing time. We both did. And it would have been great on the beach, but the fact that it was raining, you know, I had to think on my feet, and it ended up being a great time. And not to get too much into detail here, but let's just say I was rewarded nicely for that evening. And that really brings me to my next point. You always want to have backup plans in case something happens and your original plans don't work out. I mean, you really don't want to be stuck with nothing to do, especially if she's a relatively new girl that you've just been dating. Anticipation breeds excitement. Now, if you want to add even more excitement for her, you want to keep the details of the date to yourself. Now, personally, I love doing this because it's so much fun, and my girl she gets so excited when I do this. Yes, she gets a little frustrated because I'm keeping everything to myself, but the anticipation far outweighs the frustration. So, if you do use this method and keep the details of the date to yourself, she's probably going to be asking you where you're going on your date. And you simply just respond by telling her something like, "You just leave that to me." Then you just tell her how she should dress, or if you already have a favorite outfit of hers, you could tell her that you would like to see her in that. Now, this creates anticipation about your evening out, which is very exciting because she will be thinking about you, where you're going to be taking her. She'll probably even be talking to her girlfriends about it, trying to figure out where you will be taking her. And all of this helps build that excitement up in her. And better yet, she's going to be, like I said, she's going to be thinking about you a lot, talking about you a lot. And this is all of this sort of thing helps a woman slowly fall in love with you. And either way, she's going to be very excited about the date. So I highly recommend trying this out at least once and see how she responds. Always be prepared. Now, if your date goes really well, you're going to want to be prepared in case things end up back at your place. I mean, I don't know how many times I didn't expect things to go far with a woman that I had just taken out, and it just so happened she wanted to go back to my place. And more often than not, I wasn't prepared, therefore I blew my chance for some extra bedroom fun, which may or may not have happened, but I will never know because I didn't want to bring her back to my place. So a few things you should have prepared, whether you plan on taking her home or in the event that all the stars line up and you end up there anyway. So you want to be sure that your place is clean, especially the bathroom. Girls, pay attention to that stuff. Also, you want to have fresh bed sheets on your bed, and that be sure that your place doesn't smell like dirty clothes or pets that you don't clean up after well enough. You also want to have a bottle of wine or champagne or coffee or some sort of beverage that you guys could obviously drink when you come back home. You perhaps even want to have some snacks prepared. And be sure that you have a playlist full of good romantic or sexy music ready to go. I mean, blasting Slayer certainly won't be putting her in the mood, even if she's into Slayer. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Slayer, but I'm certainly not going to be playing them for a date where I want things to be romantic. And last, but certainly not least, be sure you have condoms. There's nothing worse than things heating up between you two and you have to stop because you don't have any condoms. It's a total mood killer. And of course, just because you're prepared for her to come to your home, or because you took her out on a date for that matter, doesn't mean that she owes you anything. So if she's not interested in things going any further, just brush it off, let it go, and try again the next time. Just don't take it personal. Sometimes no just means not yet. But I can't stress enough the key word in that sentence. Sometimes no just means not yet. Not every time. So that is how you plan an awesome date, particularly an awesome first date. But like I said in the beginning, this could be used for any date planning that you may have coming up. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to leave me a question here on Anchor. Or if you would like, you could head over to my website at skillofattraction.com. Click on the contact tab and shoot me a message from there. And I will get back to you as soon as I can. Now, if you have some deeper relationship issues and you need to get in touch with me right away, the best way to do that is, again, head to my website at skillofattraction.com, click on the coaching tab, and there I have several options for you to choose from. I offer emergency email coaching where I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours, depending on which option you select. And I also provide monthly coaching where I will work with you throughout the month to try to get whatever relationship issue you're having turn around and get you back on track. So that's it for today's episode. I will catch you guys on the next one. Have a good one. Bye-bye.